this is not just communism. This is more like, I don't know. I think we're going to have to come up with a different word. I think it goes back to technocracy. It is a technocracy where the actual technical aspects of our lives will run our lives. So what happens if everything indicates that you want to be, I mentioned before, a civil engineer? You want to build roads and bridges. But then a few years goes by and you go, I don't really want to build roads and bridges. I want to make musical instruments, traditional ones. But it's like, well, sorry, but everything that you've been trained to do and your entire course of study has directed you toward a career as a civil engineer. So at that point, can we surmise that it's just, well, you're going to be a civil engineer whether you want to build guitars or not. This is the job you're going to do, or you won't have a job. And because you didn't take the job, you won't get any welfare benefits either. So here's your shovel and your paper and your pencil. Go design a road or a bridge. I mean, is that really where we're headed here?
John, it's just not really based. The system is not based on actually what any child or citizen wants to do.
Oh, perfect.
Only based on what they would want to do given the limited choices that are presented to them. You know, great. Now, if those business lobby projections, 5-year projections, turn out to be incorrect, then you either wind up, well, the state either winds up with a shortage of workers where they actually need them, in which case they could then, under the global system, pull from any countries that have excess. Or they're going to have an excess of workers and not enough jobs to fill them, in which case they could send the people off somewhere else, but where it's needed. Or we could embrace the concept that all of our state legislatures have embraced, which is lifelong learning. So then comes in, since that is claimed by the state as an interest that it has, we believe unconstitutionally, then it calls for us to be re-educated so that we can serve the state, so that we don't put the collective's economy at risk.
Re-education camp. We're talking about real, no kidding, re-education camps, just like has been done in all of the communist countries.
Yeah, we just have them without fences.